Gespenster. Ob ich schon einmal eine Gespenstergeschichte erlebt habe? Now this is a rather difficult structure here, because the usage is a little different than the kind of usage we have in English. So first let's get the words. The Gespenstergeschichte, the longest word here, is really no problem if we take it apart. It's simply Gespenster and Geschichte, ghost story, just like English. And then the verb erleben, erleben, erlebte, erlebt, means to experience. So the whole thing would translate as, oh, so you'd like to know if I have experienced a ghost story. Now the op is what causes trouble there. It would have to be translated to English as, oh, you'd like to know if. The op is actually a little word that is the standard for introducing indirect questions. Now, with that, you may wish to go back to the grammar section and review in subjunctive indirect questions. This is more or less an indirect question. It is assuming that you or I have asked a question and she's answering it. So she's more or less quoting our indirect question by saying, you'd like to know if I've ever experienced a ghost story. As an author, she's involving us, I guess, right away. The op, if you were to translate it more literally, would be whether I've already experienced a ghost story, and you could do that in English too. The weather in English in that sense contains the idea of you'd like to know if. Ob ich schon einmal eine Gespenstergeschichte erlebt habe? Ja, gewiss. Ich habe sie noch gut im Gedächtnis und will sie Ihnen erzählen. Gewiss means simply to be sure. Ich habe sie noch gut im Gedächtnis. Gedächtnis is memory. I still have it well in memory. Und will sie Ihnen erzählen. The will, of course, is a modal auxiliary form. The verb from which it derives is wollen, three principal parts. Wollen, wollte, gewollt. Remember the modal auxiliaries in the singular forms, the ich, du, and er, sie, es, do regularly change vowels. So although the verb is wollen, it is conjugated ich will, du willst, er, sie, or es, will. Then regularly, wir wollen, ihr wollt, and sie wollen. So, und will, the subject implied is ich, which has been used at the beginning of the sentence. Will sie Ihnen, a dative form, to you. Now, the I is capitalized on Ihnen, so it is immediately clear that it is to you rather than to them. With a small I, it would mean to them. And erzählen is simply to tell or narrate. The verb is erzählen, erzählte, erzählt. Oh yes, for sure. And I still have it well in memory and want to tell it to you. Aber, wenn ich damit zu Ende bin, dürfen Sie mich nichts fragen und keine Erklärung verlangen. Denn ich weiß gerade nur so viel, wie ich Ihnen berichte, und kein Wort mehr. Aber, wenn, means at such time as, or simply when. Damit is the next one. Be careful that you pronounce that with the accent on the second syllable. Damit. If you put the accent on the first syllable, it sounds like an English word that means something very different. Damit simply means with it. This is a da compound. Remember, with English, we will use prepositions with an it after it. The German expresses the same thing by combining the word da with a preposition and putting the da in front of the preposition. So damit simply means with it. Wenn ich damit zu Ende bin, at the end, dürfen, aha, here is another modal auxiliary verb, it's dürfen, durfte, gedurft, and it means may, dürfen Sie mich nichts fragen, okay, Sie is the subject, mich is the direct object, you may ask me nothing, und keine Erklärung verlangen, verlangen, the verb, is to demand, verlangen, verlangte, verlangt. Erklärung is an explanation, and you may ask, excuse me, you may demand no explanation. Denn ich weiß nur gerade so viel, for, the den, weiß is a form of wissen, as is common with strong verbs, it changes vowel in the present tense, in the singular system, so wissen, but ich weiß, du weißt, weiß, then wir wissen, ihr wisst, sie wissen. For I know gerade nur, only just as much, wie ich Ihnen berichte, as I shall tell to you, or report to you. Berichte is the verb, berichten, berichtete, berichtet, is to report. And the Ihnen again, the dative form, with a capital I, it's clearly to you. Und kein Wort mehr, and not a word more. So the whole sentence, but when I am at the end, you may ask me nothing, and demand no explanation, for I know only just as much as I shall tell you, and not a word more. The second paragraph. Das Erlebnis, das ich im Sinn habe, begann im Theater, und zwar im Ulfic Theater in London, bei einer Aufführung Richards des Zweiten von Shakespeare. Das Erlebnis is the experience. Erleben is the verb form we saw in the first paragraph. This is a related noun form. Erleben is to experience, but das Erlebnis is an experience. Das Erlebnis, das ich im Sinn habe, im Sinn, in mind. The experience which I have in mind, begann im Theater, that is simple past tense. The verb is beginnen, begann, begonnen. Began in the theater. Und zwar, and to be sure, im Ulfic Theater in London. Im is of course a contraction, stands for in dem. Ulfic Theater is the name of the theater. Where? In London. By einer Aufführung. Aufführung means a performance. A leading it out, literally. Führung is lead, auf, up or out. Richards des Zweiten. Now, this is a genitive form. It is a performance of Richard II. Notice the S on the end of Richards gives it the genitive form. Remember that Germans don't use apostrophes for genitive as we do. And, however, with the two there, we still have to treat it as a genitive. So, in pronouncing the period after the Roman two, we have to say Richards des Zweiten, des, still a genitive form, zweiten, remember after a definite article in genitive singular, the ending on the next adjective, zweiten, is the weak en, so it's Richards des Zweiten von Shakespeare. And by Shakespeare, I think we have probably heard of him, I believe he was a British writer. Ich war damals zum ersten Mal in London, und mein Mann auch, und die Stadt machte einen gewaltigen Eindruck auf uns. Damals means at that time, with reference to a past event. Zum ersten Mal, we would translate as for the first time. Tsum is a contraction for tsu tem. That explains the ending on elsten. After the definite article in dative case, we need the weak en ending on the second adjective. And mal is time. So at that time, I was in London for the first time. Und mein Mann auch. Mein Mann. That means my husband in this context. Der Mann, spelled exactly the same way, of course, means simply the man. But in context, and especially with mine, we would translate it in English as my husband. I guess in more colloquial English, we say my man was with me, but husband is the more standard English. Und die Stadt machte einen gewaltigen Eindruck auf uns. Die Stadt, the city, feminine noun, machte, simply made. The verb is machen, machte, gemacht. Einen gewaltigen Eindruck, Eindruck, is an impression. The same as we have in English, except our English comes from the Latin impresso, whereas the German means the same thing, impression, but Eindruck, impression. Gewaltig is a powerful, and the city made a powerful impression on us. Well, although we haven't gotten through too much of the text, a noticeable amount of time has gone by, and I do like to keep these sound files under 15 minutes. So why don't we stop this file at that point? Not quite yet. What I'd like to do is read the whole that we've read so far to you, so you have the opportunity once again to simply let the German pass directly through the ears and into the mind. Ob ich schon einmal eine Gespenstergeschichte erlebt habe? Oh ja, gewiss. Ich habe sie auch noch gut im Gedächtnis und will sie Ihnen erzählen. Aber wenn ich damit zu Ende bin, dürfen Sie mich nichts fragen und keine Erklärung verlangen. Denn ich weiß gerade nur so viel, wie ich Ihnen berichte, und kein Wort mehr. Das Erlebnis, das ich im Sinn habe, begann im Theater, und zwar im Old Vic Theater in London, bei einer Aufführung Richards des Zweiten von Shakespeare. Ich war damals zum ersten Mal in London, und mein Mann auch, und die Stadt machte einen gewaltigen Eindruck auf uns.